Hi, and welcome to the December 1st edition of Three Sides of a Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In rock and roll news on this day, December 1st, 1973. On this day, Black Sabbath released their fifth studio album, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. The album includes the incredible title track, as well as a favorite of mine, Killing Yourself to Live. December 1st, 1976. On this day, 43 years ago, the Sex Pistols made their legendary TV appearance on the Today Show with Bill Grundy. Bill pushed the band to say something outrageous on live TV, and Johnny Rotten and Steve Jones were more than happy to take the bait. The next day after their TV appearance, it was front page news, and punk rock music was thrust into the spotlight. The Sex Pistols, of course, would become public enemy number one, and the media began to follow their every step. Bill Grundy's career would also take a major hit. The ironic part was that the Sex Pistols were a last-second replacement for the band Queen, who was the original guest scheduled to appear, but had to cancel because Freddie Mercury had a major toothache and needed to go to the dentist. December 1st, 1977. Aerosmith released their fifth album, Draw the Line. Joe Perry would later describe this album as, quote, the beginning of the end. And on December 1st, 1993, 26 years ago today, singer Ray Gillian passed away. He was best known as the lead singer of the rock band Badlands, as well as for a short stint as the lead singer of Black Sabbath. He was only 34 at the time of his passing, and sadly died from AIDS-related complications. It's believed he contracted AIDS by sharing a dirty drug needle. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com and follow my Facebook page, The Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn, where each and every day we talk about all the rock and roll music that you love.